Front Page Dramas present The Covered Wagon Case. This week's Front Page Drama, The Covered Wagon Case, is dramatized from a real-life story entitled Almost Jailed for a Murder That Never Happened. This amazing story will be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The police of Hungary pride themselves on their ability to recognize murder when it has been committed, and to round up the killers even when the trail is cold and clues are scarce. They are seldom fooled, and some of their sleuthing exploits are worthy of the talents of fiction's Sherlock Holmes. But they guessed wrong in the recent legless man murder, which was played up on the front pages of the Hungarian newspapers for weeks. And they almost condemned an innocent young woman and her fiancé to life imprisonment. The strange case began near the little town of Sheskifervár, when two mounted gendarmes saw a covered wagon drawn by horses at a full gallop come rolling toward them. The driver ignored the officer's command to stop, and so they gave chase and finally caught up with the speeding wagon and stopped it.
Now then, you two, get down off that seat. What do you mean by ignoring our command to stop?
We didn't hear you. The wagons and horses made so much noise, and we were in a hurry.
Anyone could see that by the way you were driving.
Sergeant! Sergeant, it's murder.
Huh?
There's a corpse in the back of this wagon. A body without any legs.
Oh, that's why you tried to run away from us, eh? You've been trying to get...
No, no, no. That's why we were in a hurry. We were rushing our friend, Mr. Lake, to a hospital, weren't we, Emma?
Yes, yes. He was very ill. Now it's too late. Mr. Lake, well, he was our best friend.
Oh, you were driving your best friend to the hospital.
Sergeant, I got it.
This little tin box was in a place under the bed. And look, a marriage certificate dated yesterday.
Let me see that. Is your name Peroska Matias?
Yes.
And the old man in the back, you said, was your best friend. His name, you said, was Leke, Paul Leke.
Yes.
And you two were married yesterday.
And that's not all, Sergeant. Beside the marriage certificate is this will. The old man left everything to this girl.
Well, well, well. Now I understand. You, what's your name?
My name is Imre Barnum. I drive the wagon.
Search him off to Novotny.
Please, officer, there's nothing wrong. You don't.
Never mind what I think.
Look, Sergeant, a fully loaded revolver.
That's enough. Now you two climb back up on that driver's seat and drive slowly into the village. And remember, one false move and we'll shoot. You're both under arrest. Now you might as well confess everything. We already have most of the evidence. Confess now and it will go easier for both of you. Now then, young woman, what have you got to say?
There is nothing to confess, I tell you. We did not murder poor Mr. Leko. We both loved him. He was our best friend.
Yes, yes, you've told me that already. You readily admit that you and your fellow conspirator, Imre Barna, were in love with each other and planned to get married. Yet only yesterday you married old Paul Leko, who was old enough to be your grandfather. You knew he was wealthy, but he made his will in your favor. So, you married him to get his money.
Yes, yes, but we didn't murder him.
Do you expect me to believe that?
But it's the truth, I swear. It was at Mr. Leko's own suggestion that I marry him. He wanted Imre and I to have his money, get married, and be happy.
And I suppose it was his idea that you murder him right after the marriage and run off and hide his body.
No.
Why, the whole thing is preposterous. Well, if that's all you've got to say, we'll have to lock you up and wait for the coroner's report. Then we'll enter the formal charge of murder. Cold-blooded, premeditated murder. All right, Sergeant. Lock him up again.
Coroner made a thorough examination, Captain. Found no bullet wounds. No marks of violence, whatever. And without a regular autopsy, he thinks the old man died of natural causes. Complication of some previous disease, perhaps.
He thinks natural causes, perhaps. Well, I don't want any guesswork. I don't care what he thinks. I want to know. They probably poisoned the old fellow. Tell the coroner to begin a regular autopsy immediately.
Yes, sir.
And you, Sergeant, take your squad and go around to these villages. Check up on all their stories. Take our fastest car and hurry.
Yes, sir, at once.
And, Sergeant, have those two people sent up to me again for questioning. Maybe I can worm a confession out of them this time.
Very good, Captain Michaelis. And our operator, get me the captain of the gendarme to Chillis, and hurry, please.
Yes, sir. Hold the line, please. I'll have your party in just a moment.
Very well. I'll wait.
Captain Michael?
Yes?
We are ready with the captain of the gendarme to Chillis. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Captain Michaelis of Sheska Ferifar calling.
Yes, Captain Michaelis. This is Captain Procheck. What can I do for you?
Give me a full report on three people that were natives of your district. One, Paul Leko, age 70, who has been murdered. And the two suspects, Proskomachus and Imre Barna, both age 24.
Very good, Captain Michaelis. I'm fairly familiar with them, but I will study their records carefully and bring them all up to date and call you back.
Thank you very much, Captain Procheck. Goodbye. Got in. Ah, very good, Jan. Come on, bring in the prisoners. All right, and see that we're not disturbed. Come here. Come here, you two. Sit down here. One on either side of the desk. That's it. Now then, I hope you two have reconsidered your previous decisions and are ready to make a full confession.
I'm sorry, Captain, but there is nothing to confess. We've told you everything.
Oh, you still want to be stubborn, eh? Just like a woman. Well, how about you, young man? Do you want to add anything to what you've previously told me?
No, sir. We've told you everything. We are absolutely innocent of any wrongdoing.
I see. Well, suppose you begin at the beginning and tell me your story all over again.
Well, it's just as we have told you. When Mr. Lacole came back from America, he was rich, but very ill. He had trouble with his legs.
Yes, tuberculosis of the bones, the doctor said.
Yeah, that's right. So, in the hope of finding a doctor who could cure him, he decided to travel to the different cities.
That is why he bought the big covered wagon and had it all fitted out for comfortable travel.
Yes, and he hired me to drive and to take care of the horses.
My father and mother had both died and our farm was sold for debt, so I was looking for work. So Mr. Leko hired me as nurse and cook for him.
I see, and you started out to find the cure for this Mr. Leko.
That's right. But we tried doctor after doctor and Mr. Leko got worse. We went to Budapest, and the doctors there operated. They had to cut Mr. Leko's legs off. After he was well enough to travel, we gave up looking for doctors and began to visit all the religious shrines, but all the time Mr. Leko got worse.
I see. Now, how about you and Emre?
Well, we traveled so much together, and we became very good friends, and then, well, we just fell in love and planned someday to get married.
Mr. Leko knew all about it. He was generous, kind, and understanding. Then one night last week, he called Imre and I into the wagon.
Come closer, dear little friend. I'm very, very weak. I'm afraid I can't live very much longer. That's why I must talk to you both tonight.
Yes, Mr. Leko, but please, try not to talk too much on me.
Paroska, you've been more than a daughter to me these last 3 years. Kind, devoted, and unselfish. And Imre, you've been more than a son. I know how you two children feel about each other, so before I die, I want to make sure your future will be secure.
Mr. Leko, please, you must...
Don't try to stop me. I must finish. I have a small fortune and a farm back in Chillis. My only relatives are two nephews who are cruel, selfish, and think only of themselves. They're greedy, mercenary. They'll stop at nothing to break my will. Now, there is one sure way to stop them. You must be my legal and sole heir. Only marriage can make you that.
Mr. Leko, would that be right?
Yes, it will be. Tomorrow, marry me, and immediately after the ceremony, you rush me to the hospital at Chester Verva. Leave me there. It will only be a matter of days until I am dead, and you are free to marry Imre here. You will inherit the farm, my fortune, and can settle down to a secure, happy future. It's my way of rewarding your loyalty and devotion. Promise me now you will follow my instructions.
Oh, I don't know what to say, Mr. Leko. I only want you to get well.
Yeah, that is impossible. And I'm quite liable to die suddenly. If I should, the fortune would go to my worthless nephews and you'll get nothing. Imre, you understand. Make Perosta understand this plan of mine is all for the best. I so tired now, I must try to sleep. You children talk it over and let me know your answer.
Seymour and I discussed the plan thoroughly, and we decided to go through with Mr. Lakewood's plan.
Yes.
We told him the next morning, and he insisted we do it without delay.
So I drove them to the house of the district judge, and they were married. And after the ceremony, Mr. Lakewood took a bad spell, and we rushed him to the hospital, but on the way he...
Just a minute. Hello?
Captain Michael?
Yes?
Captain Southcott calling you from Shillers.
Put him on. I'm ready.
Ready with Captain Michael. Go ahead, Captain Southcott.
Captain Michael?
Yes?
I've got all the details on the three persons concerned in that murder case. The murdered man, Lakor, has two nephews.
Yes?
They're here now, waiting outside my office. But they seem more interested in the old man's estate than in his murder.
Oh?
But here now are all the details. It seems that Lake
Hall... All the reports I've received seem to fit together and bear out the truth of your story. First, the call from your home village of Shillers, huh? The old man was right about his nephews. Sergeant's report covers all the details of your journey, the hospitals, doctors, marriage, everything. So I'm forced to free you on one condition.
Yes, Captain?
And tomorrow, after the funeral, you let the padre marry you. Somehow I think old Mr. Laco would want it to be that way. The last act of fulfilling his one desire for your future happiness.
So instead of going to jail for a plain case of murder, the happy young couple went to the little village church to be married. The kind old Mr. Lakewood's will started them off on their married life with a nice, comfortable fortune and a good, substantial farm. You have just heard The Covered Wagon Case, a dramatization of a true life story to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly under the title, Almost Jailed for a Murder That Never Happened. See this and all the other splendid stories, articles, and feature fiction to be found in each issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Page Dramas present Help Wanted. This week's Front Page Drama, Help Wanted, is a dramatization of a true life story entitled Advertised for a Man to Do a Murder. This amazing story, taken from London criminal court proceedings, has all the weird oriental atmosphere of one of Sherlock Holmes' celebrated cases. You will find this dramatic story, Advertised for a Man to Do a Murder, in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Caleb Green was one of the thousands of Londoners riding home on the Underground, the English equivalent of our subway, reading his evening paper. But it was far from his thoughts that a casual glance through the Help Wanted column would involve him in a weird Oriental murder plot. But he read an advertisement that interested him. And when he reached home,